Welcome to the April 1st meeting of Economic Development Planning, Education, Employment, Arts, and Agriculture. Deputy Clerk Mahler, will you please call the roll?
Chair Sperry.
I am here.
Deputy Chair Litz. Legislator Clinton.
Here.
Legislator Corcoran.
Here.
Legislator Hewitt.
Here.
Legislator Stewart.
Here.
And Legislator Wald.
Here.
You have 6 members present, 1 absent.
Great. Would anybody like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, united, indivisible, with liberty and justice
for all. Thank you, Legislator Corcoran. So a reminder on meeting structure, priority is given to committee members for discussion and questions. Resolution sponsors are also given priority, and it's up to the chair's discretion to open up the meeting to non-members. So the first thing we need to do is approve the March 4th, 2025 regular meeting minutes.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Now I would like to propose taking resolutions 131, 132, and 134 out of order, as they are the resolutions dealing with the community college, and we'd like to release Michael as early as possible. Is everybody okay with that?
Yes, sure.
Okay. So the first resolution is resolution number 131, which is setting a public hearing on the tentative budget of the Ulster County Community College for the year 2025 to 2026, which will be held on Tuesday, May 20th at 6:45 p.m. And I also wanted to let you guys know that the representatives from the community college will be coming next month to make their presentation to us. Is there a motion to approve resolution number 131?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Wonderful. Next resolution is resolution number 132. Which is approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York for design, testing, and construction services for Clinton Hall Roof, Hasbrook Hall, and the Witt Library Lower Roofs, related to the capital project number 489, Campus Roofs, Ulster County Community College, and amending the capital fund budget for SUNY Ulster. Any questions?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Legislator Stewart, do you have a question?
Yeah, I was just wondering if it seems like, well, first of all, don't get me wrong. I think Ulster County Community College is a wonderful asset and is a huge economic driver for the town. And I want to do everything we can to promote the college. I was just curious. It seems like, you know, we always have these resolutions coming forward to spend money at the college. Do all these resolutions for expenditures of the physical buildings, is that because perhaps maintenance had been deferred earlier, or it's just simply the age of the buildings? I mean, the college was built, what, in the 60s and 70s? Mm-hmm. And so it's just now is the time that everything is falling apart. I just wondering if you could just maybe give us an overview of, you know, it seems like there's just a lot of expenditure made at the college because of the physical state of the buildings.
To kind of speak to that, it's kind of twofold. So there was a period of time, and now we're talking about decades, mm-hmm. where we at the college have changed how we are structuring capital projects, which has recently changed when Jamie was there. And that's why you're seeing more resolutions in order to get 50% match from the state for all these capital funds. Prior to that, all the capital work was running through operations where we wouldn't get the match as well, which then caused a lot of deferred maintenance. we're kind of decades. The buildings are also getting old on mm-hmm. top of that. So it's kind of a twofold of it. And that's how we've kind of been trying to address all the physical needs, is starting with the envelopes of the buildings
right.
and then working our way in. But like you'll see with the next resolution, a lot of the age of the water pipes, even in the ground, are starting to age out, and it's requiring a lot of larger capital projects that we weren't doing for decades that could have had a better cycle of a replacement plan, which is what we have now, trying to address it. But in the immediate, there is a lot of big dollar projects coming forward to this community. So.
Well, thank you for that explanation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so can we get a motion to adopt it again? Okay, one and two. All in favor?
Aye.
Great, thank you so much. And the last resolution pertaining to the community college is resolution number 134, approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York. Related to the capital project number 696, water service line replacement, amending the 2025 capital fund budget for SUNY Ulster. Any questions? Is there a motion? Made by Legislator Corcoran. Seconded by Legislator Deborah Clinton from the great District of Gardner.
It's Clinton Hall Roof.
I was going to say, I have to motion for it. It's named after me.
Clinton's in the fevers.
Yeah.
Should be paying for that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Michael, thank you for visiting with us.
For retirement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice night.
Bye. Say hi to Dr. Buckley. I don't know. It seemed like the nice thing to say. All right, let's go back to the top. All right, so next we have resolution number 125, which is declaring Ulster County's intent to act as a lead agency under the New York State Environmental Quality Review Act, CEQRA, for adoption of the Ulster County Agriculture and Farmland Protection Plan, Department of Planning. Just a little background, as required under New York State Environmental Conservation Law, CEQRA, the resolution declares the county's intent to serve as lead agency for the adoption of the Ulster County Agriculture and Farmland Protection Plan. The public hearing on the draft plan was held at the March legislative session. There were three speakers, John Adams, Julia Farr, and Liana Hood, all of whom spoke in favor of the draft plan. Questions or comments?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Clinton seconds. All in favor? Oh, wonderful. It's moving right along.
Farmers that's present since her was
right. She's the farm girl. The farm girl. Okay, so resolution number 127, approving the execution of a contract for $100,000 entered into by the county, Ulster County Soil and Water Conservation District, Department of Environment, Department of Planning. So this would approve the $100 contract with Ulster County Soil and Water to provide technical services for the coordination and implementation of three watershed plans in Ulster County, the Lower Asopus Stream Management Plan, the Tidal Rondout Creek Watershed Management Plan, and efforts in the upper part of the Rondout Creek and the Wallkill River Watershed Conservation and Management Plan. I believe that this resolution was seen in the prior committee. Would anybody like to give us an update on the discussion?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
It was an extensive discussion.
Second. Okay. Let's discuss.
After one, it was a very wonderful discussion, but I think we can bring it up again.
Okay, great.
Shall I start?
Please.
I think it might be even better to hear from Director Wiedermeyer because he has concerns about capacity and the ability to partner well with Ulster County. Would you like to?
Yes, so we've been in negotiations with Dennis since our planning, back and forth since December. But this is a list. Hopefully I have enough here. This is our current workload. So I've got one. Okay. You need one?
Actually, somehow I managed not to get that. My apologies.
So a lot has happened between January and now. So I was really delving into the contracts and the position description and in December. But we do not have any office space at a current location because of the federal government. So we have we share an office space with the USDA and NRCS. And there's going to be other federal agencies moving to our office. They might occupy our conference room. The remote assignments have reported back to Highlands March 17th. So Dennis did figure out an office space here at the county building. Also, we've lost our USDA engineering support. So if they're not paying for our projects, we do a lot of state projects. So we lost our engineering support, and we're doing a lot of the work in-house with a private engineer. It's just a bad time, and we have at least 8 agricultural projects to complete by December 31st, 2025. I'm onboarding a stream project manager in May, this May. They took our offer. We're entering into, we're doing a $3.5 million stream restoration project in Hollow Tree Brook, in Lanesville. So we do have an agreement with Greene County. So we just don't have the bandwidth. We're spread really thin. We really want to sincerely work with the county, but we feel that we're going to be overextended, and we're concerned about meeting contractual deliverables for this grant. So from my perspective, we have $3.9 million worth of projects to do by December 31st, or do we devote time and effort into a $100,000 agreement? And I just feel it'd be a disservice for the proposed position for us to oversee it. Maybe it will work, but I just have my concerns. We feel overextended right now. So again, I'm short 3 people now. Project manager that we're hiring in May, 2 people on maternity leave. And again, our workload's increased because we got the rug pulled out from under us with our engineering support. So we're doing a lot of it now. So I mean, maybe we could work something out, but right now I'm just like, my goal, my mission is to protect the district and to not overtax our employees or me. Some people feel differently. I'm open for discussion, but I have to be honest about this.
Okay. Can we hear from Dr. Doyle? Like the scope of services and how much of a commitment this contract is going to require from Soil and Water as far as oversight and training and implementation?
So the interesting thing, I think, is the juxtaposition. If you're really stressed with respect to staffing, adding staff is not possible because I'm really staffed because I don't have enough. And the contract is literally trying to deal with program outreach that we have written into the contract, coordination effort between the planning department and the Department of Environment to do most of the management assessing that essentially is needed for this position. That said, the expertise of the district is certainly needed in terms of the things that have to be done. Absent a coordination effort housed in the district, a lot of the work that gets coordinated associated with the projects that are in the Lower Asopus Stream Management Plan and other management plans require district participation. So this, in this matter, the coordinator would be the district participant. Absent that, the district would end up being invited to these meetings if it was that the coordinator was somewhere else and they have to participate and commit staff to it. We settled the issue with respect to office space. We've settled the issue with respect, at least I think we have, with respect to monies up front. We've settled the issue with respect to some of the reporting requirements, which are now quarterly. It literally comes down to the idea of how do you deal in the stressful environment which the district is in, in fact, quite frankly, we're all in terms of thinking about this as a long-term commitment to water quality throughout the county. And should that position with respect to water quality throughout the county be based somewhere else besides the Conservation District, which is, by the way, named the Soil and Water Conservation District? So we'll do anything we can to ensure that the district is not harmed relative to this this process. But we should recognize that there is a responsibility here for some of this work to be done at the district level. And we're not asking the district to do it without giving them the necessary staffing in order to assist them to do it. We recognize the fact that there are times when things can't get done because of the sheer amount of workload. But adding staff and doing coordination work would seem to be an appropriate means to add that individual to do that particular work. That said, it's always difficult as a manager myself to manage people remotely. That's always a challenge, but we now have better tools to do that. And it's always difficult to sort of look at what you would do as a manager versus what someone else would do as an employer and make sure that we're all on the same page. Then that takes building a rapport and building trust in terms of that work we've done. We've done what we can with respect to the contract. But where we are right now is feels better to put this contract in front of the board and let the board make the decision. And if the decision is no, then what ends up happening is we'll go to a plan B. But longer term, I think the legislature has to recognize the district is a component part of Ulster County. The legislature has to come to a conclusion about how it grows the capacity of the district or how it doesn't grow the capacity of that district. There's an opportunity to grow where 50% of those dollars come from somewhere else for 3 years in a row.
One thing I have to say is, like, I know there's an implementation plan for Lower Sopus. We've done this before, and the only way we're going to implement anything is with landowner concurrence. And some of the stakeholders, larger landowners, do not agree with the implementation plan. And part of the implementation plan is on properties owned by the city of New York. So if it's outside of the watershed, it's very difficult to negotiate with them. But I think this position, it is we are willing to support it. But I think me as a manager, you have to make yourself available so they grow. You train them, you have to be available. And between now and probably November, December, we're not available. So somebody, if they're in Highland, maybe we could have a little more one-on-one to support them. But I really, we're dealing with a human being that wants a job. There's interest in this position. And I feel like I neglect them unintentionally because of our other commitments. And this position isn't helping our current workload right now. Like, Cayuga County Soil and Water has a watershed coordinator. They have an agronomist doing nutrient management plans, doing ag work. If you guys want to give me an agronomist, I'd be happy. That would help us reduce our workload right now. So, I want this to succeed. And right now, for 2025, we're booked. And so that's where I stand.
Excuse me. No alarms going off in here, right?
No alarms. Okay. She's looking for it.
Here, if anything, just let me know. I'll be downstairs. Sorry for the interruption.
Thank you.
So, I don't want to say no. I mean, I know Kathy wants me to open up, like, Jake, think outside the box. And we have had some really good conversations. But,
you know, even with conversations with ag and markets, they're like, well, you know, really carefully consider what you take on because you're on the hook for contract deliverables that need to be met by December 31st of this year.
I just need to hear what you're talking about this with
you. Thank you.
I would like to compliment Jake and the Soil Water Conservation District. I think the reason it's coming to you in this resolution is because of the great work you do. This is a compliment.
I view it that way, mm-hmm. you know, and I appreciate that very much. Yep. And we will, you know, I just don't want to overextend our staff right now.
Absolutely. Which is why you're a great
leader also, because you have that concern. I think that the reason I was a yes is I see that there's great negotiation happening. The county wants soil and water to succeed through this and in all of their projects. So just hearing that there'll be 25% payment up front so your books won't be hurt, that there's office space available. Now you're saying that you don't want to neglect this person. So I think if we move this forward, we'll work out the details and find a solution that will work for all of us. I think it was very helpful to hear from a board member like Legislator Nolan, because we know that the legislative intent is there. Since Legislator Stewart started building this position, we've all wanted it to happen. So I think we're very close.
Legislator Nolan?
Yeah. So the district has had internal conversations with the executive director. And the last conversation we had a few weeks ago was directing him to proceed with trying to negotiate the concerns he had about the contract into the contract. And I believe Ulster County has been very responsive to that, checking off the things that were brought up to the board. All of them have been addressed. Maybe the executive director still feels that there could be, you know, a little more robust on a couple, but they're you know, really close. So I think this is as good an offer as we can get, and to facilitate the conversation with the Ulster County Soil and Water Conservation District Board, I think it'd be helpful to have the written contract approved by the various committees offered. So this is an offer. And the board will hear, again, from the executive director about the concerns. If they can, something more that can be addressed by the county, then I could see coming back, but I don't anticipate that. I think now we're at, do we want what the county is offering? And so I think it'd be very helpful to the board to have that presented that way, which is what I encourage the Environment and Energy and Sustainability Committee to do. So that's what I think will move us forward. There may be some ways that through conversations with the contract in front of us, we can address further the concerns that are being brought up now again.
I mean, where's the Department of the Environment play? I mean, we're losing Europa, you know, so it's like a three-way partnership.
So I would just say that I think all that we never have ideal conditions. What we have is the conditions of things in flux, especially in county government. And we have had changes in the Department of Environment, but we have a lot of stability provided by the fact that a prior director of that department is now in the executive's office. So we might think that that's going to make things worse, that transition, but it has the potential to make things better. It was not envisioned that this role would be best served within the Department of Environment, and I continue to think that. I do think that the people in these watersheds, the Lower Esopus watershed and the other watersheds that need to update their programs, are going to be coming to Soil and Water whether or not Soil and Water has this person. So I am very much persuaded by the planning director's argument that to have a staff person there to receive those requests for assistance is going to, in the bigger picture, make it easier on the district rather than harder. What the board will decide on that, I think, you know, has to be the board's decision. I'm just one member of the board. But my clear sense is that having it written on paper, we all agree this is what the offer is, will help us clarify and move forward, because there's been a lot of discussion, but without the watersheds benefiting from it yet.
Well, one thing I forgot to mention at the last meeting, we're currently updating our agricultural environmental management plan, and we don't do all ag, that does address each watershed and what our priorities are. So what we do is, based on that plan, we present it to the state, and then we apply for state funding. We're able to get grant funding based on priority areas, what we come up with. You know, within, we partner with CCE on this. They're a partner. Planning is going to see the plan. But, you know, a lot of where we shine is implementation. We don't do, I mean, with these meetings, Lower Silpas Advisory Committee meeting and the Water Quality Coordinating Committee, we serve on an advisory role, you know, and we share what we're doing. So it's a collaborative approach. But, you know, historically, statewide with the districts, we are, you know, we are an advisory member, okay? And in terms of watershed plans, we've helped out with two. With the Walk Hill Watershed Management Plan, we completed in 2008, I think. We did a lot of the GIS mapping, which isn't so bad. And then we did help with the Roundout Creek Stream Management Plan. We did also help out the Lower Silpas Stream Management Plan. But where we come in terms of, you know, there's projects to be implemented. We've helped out with logjam removal, projects, culvert replacement, you name it. So we already have an active role. But again, you know, in terms of where we would need help is water quality improvement grants to the DEC, right? There's money available. We want to help out at least two municipalities this year. So, I mean, with this position, if it comes into fruition, we really need somebody with some technical expertise and grant writing expertise, and that takes a lot off of us. Because last year, we were in that position. We did expand the district by hiring another technician, and I'm very grateful for that through the legislature supporting us. But we, you know, in terms of, we're so wrapped up in other projects trying to complete them, it'd be nice to have somebody with some technical expertise and grant writing experience. That would greatly help us. Those are our needs.
I just also want to remind the committee that there was an email that came in, it's in your packets, but there was an email that we received today from Leonard Tantillo, the chairman of the Soil and Water Conservation District, basically saying what's been already said, but I'll just read this one paragraph. It says, at this time, the Ulster County Soil and Water Conservation District Board of Directors have not reviewed and approved a contract with the county since Ulster County Planning and Ulster County Soil and Water Conservation District are still in contract negotiations. I'm concerned that UCSWCD is taking on additional contract deliverables that they did not ask for, nor have the bandwidth to do based on current staffing shortages in 2025. Jake will be onboarding a key position for our New York City DEP contract at the same time that UC Planning wants to hire the watershed coordinator position. I do not see how this is feasible. We are willing to help the county with this position, but not take on full responsibility for additional contract deliverables. Sincerely, Leonard Tantillo. So I just want to have that be recorded as information that's part of this conversation. And I would ask if anybody has any questions. Go ahead.
It's not really a question. I was a participant in a debate at the prior committee meeting, Energy and Environment, about this subject. Getting a watershed coordinator is something that I have been advocating for literally since I joined this body. At one time, we had looked at putting it at a nonprofit, the Hudson River Watershed Alliance. At another time, it was discussions with Deputy Executive Laval, had thought perhaps this position might be best served at the Water Quality Coordinating Committee. Unfortunately, none of those initiatives actually started to go anywhere until the Planning Department expressed an interest in this, and I was thrilled, you know, because suddenly this was actually happening. It is my hope and desire that that planning and the Soil and Water Conservation District are able to come to an agreement on this because, based on everything I've heard, that the expertise provided by Soil and Water is what is needed to get this coordinator position, you know, off the ground, and also, you know, to implement the lower surface stream management plan. So it's not working just with watershed groups, it's also implementing the lower surface stream management plan. I voted no, or I voted against the resolution, I should say, in the last meeting, simply because I was, you know, concerned that the agency assigned to take on this position basically had expressed a desire not to do that. And I was unaware of this letter at the time of that vote. Like I say, this really pains me. And I had a discussion with Director Quayle just a moment ago. And what's the famous quote about consistency?
Hobgoblin of narrow minds.
Thank you. So I got that up. So, conversely, there is something to be said for consistency too. Perhaps I'm a hobgoblin or narrow-minded, but I'm going to have to vote no again. It really pains me because I hope that these negotiations pan out. I hope this ends up at Soil and Water. I think that's where it needs to be, and I think that, you know, Director Doyle and also Kristen Wilson have provided great insight and incentives to Soil and Water to make this work, and I hope that's what happens. But since I voted no at the last meeting, I would feel narrow-minded and hobgoblinish to not be consistent with my last vote. So unfortunately, I'm going to be a no on this, despite the fact that I really hope this passes. So.
Yeah, I would just say that if this committee or doesn't move this forward, that it determines the issue. And I would prefer that the issue go to the entire Soil and Water Conservation Board. I was traveling this afternoon. I didn't see that letter from the chair of the board. It is consistent with what he has said previously in our internal conversations about this. So the board is not of one mind about it. We're reluctant to go forward with a contract in the presence of severe concerns from the executive director, but we have kept working on it. And so I feel that the county's offering the contract is just that. It's our saying, we think this is the best organization, here's what we can offer you, and then if the board decides no, then that's the answer. If you decide no here, then we move forward sooner, but I think the extra week or two to let the Soil and Water Board meet about this as a body rather than have, you know, individuals speak on it. I've tried to avoid in any way seeming like my position on it is the position of the board. It's not one vote. But I do think that it is, you know, I feel confident in our structure as it is a decision of the board to make about this contract. And so that's why I would like to have the county send it. I'm the liaison from the county to the board, so I get to speak on both sides of it, I think, in this case.
Director LaValle?
I just wanted to share a lot of the sentiments of Legislator Stewart that, you know, this is an opportunity that we've kind of been discussing for a long time about how to increase our capacity in these issues. I understand that this is kind of your technician salary is the salary that's currently in the budget.
It's actually higher than the one that was on board. Yeah.
I don't know what the titles are for Soil and Water, but maybe there's a place to look at some additional skill sets. So there would be some more autonomy in the position. If the salary were, you know, commensurate, we're a bit somewhat higher with that. You did share it with the last committee meeting, your long list of deliverables and projects. And I did see there were quite a few of those that were Rondout Creek, Lower Sopus. And hopefully if you had a quality person there, it would actually help you to then do some of those, you know, some of the legwork with riparian plantings or water quality work. So, I mean, that's certainly, I think, what the intent of the county would be, that it would then, it's not just an additional workload, but it's also helping to meet the other deliverables that also happen to cover those water bodies and those waterways.
I mean, we lucked out because we've had some collaborative efforts with these riparian planting plans with, you know, Trees for Tribs. They swooped in. It's like, oh, no, we have 19 volunteers. I'm like, great, you know. So we had these, you know, again, I was figuring, like, what's a work plan for a watershed coordinator? And, you know, part of it would be doing that, but, you know, assisting with that, facilitating that. But a lot of, on that long laundry list, mm-hmm. I need a technician.
Legislator Hewitt.
Thank you. One thing you mentioned about
hiring an agronomist. I'll put that budget amendment in December for you. I'm just kidding. But you also said that you
need position on our building.
You also mentioned grant writing. You might put in the job description that a watershed coordinator has grant writing skills.
I think it is in the position description.
Okay, nice. Thank you.
Yeah, but I think anybody, you know, with the candidates, a lot of them don't seem to have a lot of experience. So it's going to be tall order. And what I found, I don't want to date myself, but it takes like a good 2 years for somebody to really learn the job. And that's what pains me about this position. It's like, oh, well, after 2 years, they feel confident and they're spreading their wings. And it's like, oh, you might have a year left. Mm-hmm. So with these technical positions and getting to know people and grant writing and some technical prowess, at least 2 years. I've been doing it 23 years. I'm still learning.
I mean, I think that we're also in an opportunity right now where there's probably a lot of federal employees that are looking for jobs. So I'm just putting that out there. Legislator Stewart.
I was also going to say that the way the funding is written, half of the funding for this position comes from the Hudson River Foundation, and that those monies are being injected over a three-year, I don't know if injected is the right word, but it's coming over a three-year period. So you do have some assurance that it's more than 2 years, at least. I was also going to say that, you know, I would kind of take up on what Legislator Hewitt said a moment ago. I mean, yeah, if we find that you're still so desperately short-staffed, I would certainly be willing to work with other members of this committee to try to get additional funding to soil and water.
Yeah, I mean, we did onboard a technician. He's great. And so we're at capacity in Highland. We're onboarding a stream project manager in May, which is needed really bad. And then we have two people out on maternity leave. So it's like it's a temporary situation for us.
So I guess I hear your complaints. I just hope that we're able to come to an agreement and work things out.
If there's no further discussion, would there be a motion to adopt the resolution?
I'll make the motion to adopt.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye. And time bill. Long no left again.
Great. Thank you all for that discussion. Fruitful. Our next resolution is 128, appointing Lyle Nolan to the Ulster County Planning Board, Town of New Paltz. This would appoint Mr. Nolan to the UC Planning Board as the Town of New Paltz representative for a term through December 31st, 2028. Yes.
I just had a quick question. Is this any relation to Legislator Kathy Nolan?
Not that I know.
I was just curious.
There's a lot of Nolans across New York State, so
I can't say for sure, no, but I do have a cousin, Lyle Pease Nolan, but there's no known relationship. Thank you.
Certainly, thank you.
Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Resolution number 129, authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute an agreement with the SUNY New Paltz Venture Hub to provide entrepreneurial and business recruitment and support from the Department of Economic Development. This authorizes the chair to amend an intermunicipal agreement with the Venture Hub at SUNY New Paltz to exercise its second of two options to extend the term for entrepreneur and business expansion support services through March 31st, 2026 for a cost of $72,636. And I did receive a message from Joshua basically saying that they're really happy with the partnership that they've been having with the Venture Hub, and they're looking forward to expanding to more services in the near future. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. That was 129. Resolution number 130, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $49,025, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000. Entered into by the County Flint Media Department of Tourism. This approved contract amendment to exercise the first of 2 one-year extensions with Flint Media to provide graphic design, editing, layout, photography services, and advertising sales of the 2025-2026 Ulster County Travel Guide through June 30th, 2026. There is no increase in cost from $49,025 original contract amount. And it's my understanding that the production of the for the travel guide, is this from Flint, that they identify and interview key local residents and businesses for content. Can you tell us some of the key local businesses?
Well, so this huge focus is on Hidden Gems, or is on Hidden Gems. It will be. And so they will be talking to people at Widow Jane. Building, so I'm thinking of the itineraries that they built. So Widow Jane, the D&H Canal Museum, and then they also plan to talk to outlets that do family travel. So I know that one of the places that they've talked to is about family travel is Rocking Horse Ranch, and they also have planned on talking to Mohonk Preserve about the ability of, you know, because a lot of people just think about that as rock climbing.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is to change that impression. And then there are some there's some Hidden Gems music venues, so it won't be Bearsville, but more like the local in Saugerties and Falcon, even though it's well known, and interviewing like the people there, just saying, what do you like to do? Because visitors like to hear what the locals like to
Right.
do.
Yeah.
So that's the theory there.
And do they pitch the focus to you, or do you make recommendations to them?
When we're working with them, we work together on everything. So the other thing that we are working, going to work in there this year is accessibility. It is an itinerary focused on that. So we will be able to tease out the source story. And they will talk to the people there in Ellenville and some of the participants that have gone on these adaptive hikes at Minnewaska State Park. They've they're eager to identify some restaurants, actually, that people with disabilities, especially mobility issues, could be able to access. So that's one of the other things that we're doing. So that's kind of big picture of what they're their focus will be this year. And then I did want to let everybody know that the travel guide, we use our I Love New York matching fund money on the design and production and the printing of the travel guide. So New York State awards us $59,088, and the county has to match that in order to get that. And so that comes to $18,176. So the way that this works is we use this money primarily to offset the cost of design and printing, because in the end, every year so far, we've been able to sell enough advertising in the guide for Flint's actual payment from the county to only be about $8,000. Because the advertising they're receiving pays the rest.
Gotcha.
They're getting all the advertising. We don't get that.
Right.
That's like the arrangement that we've made.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? Legislator Stewart and then Legislator Hewitt.
While we have you here,
yes.
Director Berger, I was just curious if you could maybe provide an update on what is the situation with talk around a film coordinator for the county? I realize it has to do with this specific resolution, but I thought since she was here, I could ask her anything.
So we have a request to fill that has been signed for arts, culture, and open, a director of arts, culture, and open spaces. It doesn't have, film in it.
It does not have
film in the responsibilities. I like looking at you going, I don't think it has a film in it. It doesn't have film in the responsibilities. Okay.
Legislator Hewitt.
I thought I was on the spot. It looks to me like I was asking. I'm just thinking about criticism about picking favorites. We've heard that before. One way to address it might be if you're choosing Widow Jane, you might have a sidebar on the same spread that says additional gems are Opus 40, Sojourner Truth, and your sidebar would address that.
So what we've tried to do is fit things like, if you look, I'll give you the guidance.
If you like this, you'll like this.
In different sections, because we're so lucky that we add all these different. So I will let you see the guide to see how we try to fit that. Sojourner Truth is definitely in there.
Cool.
But we haven't missed it. And interesting, my cell phone data shows me that lots of people live together.
Yeah. Also, I'm thinking because we have a lot of publishers in our county, and the more publishers we have, the better for a variety of types of publications. Would Flint ever consider doing a training on ad sales? Because when they sell ads in our county, they're actually competing with our local publishers.
Would you like them to do a training for publishers and printers so that they can?
That would be nice. Or they can even include, like, in a bundle of sales, say, if you take an ad in our publication, you can go on Chronogram and Toronto Journal, too.
I love that.
Yeah. Then they can use their expertise to spread free marketing.
I love that.
Awesome.
That's a great idea.
That's nice.
The committee Thank ideas you. Come to
fruition. That's awesome. Thank you, Mr. Chair. You can tell them a publisher.
Yeah, I love that.
Legislator Stewart.
I was just going to say, I think that's an awesome idea too, so I hope that's something that
we will. I'll talk to him more about it, but yeah, we'll make that.
And I was hoping that there might be something about heritage tourism too.
There certainly is. There's lots in there, and as we come up on the Rev War 250, there will be more and more about that. So we are looking like we will be a destination for the tall ships. We're going to be coming up out of Manhattan Harbor. And I can tell we will be a destination in the fall for the Seneca Chief Canal boat restoration. It's commemorating the 200th anniversary of the D&H Canal. And the Seneca Chief, they built it in Buffalo, and that will come here and dock at the Maritime Museum in October. So we've been working with that.
I'm really thrilled to hear that. I'm wearing my hat for the Ulster County Historical Society, anything with heritage tourism,
And our culture position is going to be super helpful with that. Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Getting back to the scope of this resolution, I just wanted to ask if there was any like overlap between this resolution and the services offered or rendered by Medium Giant.
No, because Medium Giant really is our branding and advertising, and this is a particular skill set. I think that Legislator Hewitt understands that. It's like it's developing a magazine mm-hmm. is really what it is. And what tourism entities have seen, a neighboring county, Orange County, used to have their ad agency do their travel guide,
mm-hmm.
and they ditched it 2 years ago because we would go to, if we'd go to these travel shows, and nobody's picking up their guide because everybody else's guide now looks like a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like a phone book. It doesn't look like something else. It looks like a magazine.
Yeah, but magazines are so thin these days. My New Yorker, it comes every week, and it's like a little sliver. All right, anyways, October. But is there a motion?
I don't make any
motion. Is there a second?
Sure.
Legislator Corcoran, all in favor?
Aye.
Great. Wonderful. And then we get these ones already, right? 132. Okay, so that's the end of our resolution list. Is there any new business? Is there any old business? Does anybody have any thoughts or feelings? Inappropriate? Okay. Is there a motion for adjournment? Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Right.
Have a nice life.
Awesome.